Cut of the Week is brought to you by Bertarelli Cutlery. Visit them on the Hill, online at BertarelliCutlery.com, or follow them on Facebook or Twitter at STL9. Cut one.
Download Popcorn Time. If you have a Mac, you will be caught up on Oscar movies in no time. That comes from a gaping stepdad.
I feel bad for him.
You don't have to describe your holes. Just send us an email. Send us a text. You don't have to describe your problems. But when you introduce yourself to someone, do you pick the worst thing that's happening in your life and say, "This is who I am, Jim Hayes"?
Hi, I'm Jimmy Shoulder Hair. How you doing?
Cut two.
Since it's been brought up, the Islanders making a move.
It's an organization that's tried to build from the goal out. And they've always felt like if they can get solid goaltending, they're in any game. And at times it's been a problem this year. At other times, you know, the netminder has stacked pillows.
What's their identity?
Well, it's a team that likes to get up and down the ice. It's a team that will try hard to finish their checks. And when I watch the Islanders play, that's what I see. A team that gives a lot of good effort along the half boards.
That'll do it. Back to you, Steve.
Cut three.
I'm not trying to rub it in. I just say I feel sorry for you that the Cowboys lost.
That's okay. I'm still going to go to the Super Bowl.
These two kids have something.
Yeah.
He was trying to take a picture with me, and then he fell over and knocked down my whole background.
Oh, no. I think you guys are destined to be together.
They're a cute couple.
Yeah.
How much did you win on Green Bay, Biff? Maybe that'll help.
Right about $3,000.
There you go.
Wow, look at you.
It's another lap dance.
Cut four.
Vibrators are useful to stimulate your gentleman's taint.
Oh, it's a given, isn't it? Well, not, I've never done it, but some guys enjoy it.
Well, how do you know then?
I said I don't do it. I don't want anything back there with me. But
you said you've seen it. And
well, yeah, if you watch movies and there's women that are having sex with guys and they use that on the guy.
Oh! So
you're watching pegging videos, bro.
Oh, no.
Cut five.
Well, a huge announcement. And I
how
guess
do we keep
this,
that off TMZ?
I guess this changes, you know, what we're going to do in the final hour.
And
how Frank alters his monologue.
Yeah, she's closing her legs and calling it a career.
Doug, that was vile.
I hate to say this, but I feel like I owe the audience my my honest observations for what goes on between 7 and 10. And I swear that I heard Biff deep breathing at times during that interview.
Oh, no.
I can't help but be honest about it.
Cut six.
Tim, I can empathize, man. That kind of sucks, but you made yourself in the public eye. You're kind of like the president, where if they come to you, you're in the public eye, or like Daryl Strawberry or somebody. Where if they come,
it's either the president or Daryl Strawberry. It's one of the two.
Cut seven.
Hey, I got a question for you guys. Can you help me with an answer?
Maybe.
So my wife always likes to lick on my down parts, but how do I get her to go to my brown eye?
Put him down! Put him down!
Doug, do you have any answers?